Random House Audio presents The Stephen King Collection, Stories from Night Shift, by Stephen King. Read for you by John Glover.
The Boogeyman.
I came to you because I want to tell my story, the man on Dr. Harper's couch was saying. The man was Lester Billings from Waterbury, Connecticut. According to the history taken from Nurse Vickers, he was 28, employed by an industrial firm in New York, divorced, and the father of three children, all deceased. I can't go to a priest because I'm not Catholic. I can't go to a lawyer because I haven't done anything to consult a lawyer about. All I did was kill my kids. One at a time. Killed them, all. Dr. Harper turned on the tape recorder. Billings lay straight as a yardstick on the couch, not giving it an inch of himself. His feet protruded stiffly over the end. Picture of a man enduring necessary humiliation. His hands were folded corpse-like on his chest. His face was carefully set. He looked at the plain white composition ceiling as if seeing scenes and pictures played out there. "Do you mean you actually killed them, or—" "No." Impatient flick of the hand. "But I was responsible. Denny in 1967, Cheryl in 1971, and Andy this year. I want to tell you about it." Dr. Harper said nothing. He thought that Billings looked haggard and old. His hair was thinning, his complexion sallow. His eyes held all the miserable secrets of whiskey. "They were murdered, see?"